This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Mount Pleasant police are looking for the driver who hit someone riding on an e-bike and fled the scene. It happened back on February 25th at about 12:40 in the morning. Investigators think the vehicle was a 1998 through 2005 GMC Sonoma or Jimmy, likely damaged on the passenger side. They're asking anyone with information to come forward. The National Weather Service warns of several storms today that could bring heavy rain, hail, and severe winds. Conditions may worsen tonight with damaging gusts and possible flooding. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. A new report shows Wisconsin's economy has grown slower than most states. From 2007 to 2024, Wisconsin ranks low in population, income, and economic growth. The Forward Analytics study says the state's GDP rose about 10%, while the national rate was nearly twice that. Lorenzo Santos is kicking off his campaign for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District with a Racine rally in Monument Square tomorrow. He's competing in the Democratic primary against five others, with the winner set to face Republican incumbent Brian Steil in the fall. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission are partnering with UW-Madison to explore nuclear energy's role in making Wisconsin carbon-free. During a tour of the university's small research reactor this week, Evers praised the state's potential to lead in clean energy innovation. And a Caledonia Village Board debate focused on how to respond to false online claims about tax districts this week. That led to concerns about free speech and election fairness. You can go deeper on that story online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The conflict in Iran has Wisconsin connections. Members of the Wisconsin National Guard with troops from Oshkosh and Milwaukee have been deployed to Kuwait and Iraq since May of 2025. The F-35 jet station with the Wisconsin Air Guard in Madison have not been activated as of this week. One student was arrested for making threats that prompted a Northeast Wisconsin school to close this week. The Neenah School District was notified Tuesday about social media posts alleging a potential safety threat at Neenah Middle School. To protect student safety, classes at the middle school were held virtually on Wednesday. No other schools in the district were closed. Neenah Police Chief Aaron Olson said the student responsible has been arrested and the chief is recommending felony charges of making terrorist threats. No details about the student have been released except that he is a male. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll conducted in mid-February, Wisconsin's registered voters have a negative opinion of how the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has been enforcing immigration laws. 56% of those polled disapproved and only 44% approved. But poll director Charles Franklin said the divide really shows a split down party lines.
There's been a lot of talk that the events in Minneapolis would change the country's opinions. I think it probably does change independents some, but it's certainly not evaporating support for ICE among Republicans.
Among Republicans, 87% approve of how ICE is doing its job, while 76% of independents and 97% of Democrats disapprove. The latest Marquette poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. There's a possible new name in the gubernatorial race on the Republican side. Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop says he's considering a run because Republicans need a new message and, quote, someone who will cheerlead for Wisconsin like Tommy Thompson did, end quote. Bishop has been critical of Congressman Tom Tiffany for rejecting the 2020 election results and says voters are tired of Washington politics. Bishop plans to make a final decision after exploring if he can raise the funds for a statewide campaign. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin State Senate would restore some legal protections for individuals who provide aid to someone suffering from an overdose. Civic Media's James Kelly has that story.
The bill is currently being considered by the State Senate Committee on Mental Health, Substance Abuse Prevention, and Children and Families. If passed into law, an individual who calls 911 for someone during an overdose would be immune from prosecution and a revocation of their parole, probation, or extended supervision for drug possession or drug-related materials. Those protections previously existed under Wisconsin Act 33, which was passed into law in 2017. Act 33 also included the expanded protections for individuals who were on parole, probation, or extended supervision, but the expanded protections were temporary and expired in 2020. This bill would restore those protections permanently. Lawmakers say the goal is to encourage people to call for help immediately to save lives without fear of negative consequences. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A senator from Wisconsin says she's opposed to Brad Schimmel continuing as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin when his temporary appointment expires this month. Tammy Baldwin said she's concerned about political partisans filling the justice system. Now, the U.S. Attorney General positions require Senate approval, but President Trump appointed Schimmel to be the interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Interim appointments are limited to only 120 days. Baldwin said, quote, "Sometimes it's hard, but getting the right person who will uphold the rule of law, not pledge loyalty to the president, is more important than ever," end quote. A final federal permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers clears the way for construction to start on Enbridge's Line 5 relocation project. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The new 41-mile segment will move the pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. In a statement, Enbridge says crews will employ more than 700 union workers and expects to spend millions on construction-related projects in Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties. The company adds Line 5 supplies crude oil and propane to 10 refineries, serving millions across the Midwest and Great Lakes region. Environmental groups argue the new route would cross roughly 185 waterways and impact more than 100 acres of wetlands. They say those wetlands are critical to wild rice beds, fish habitat, and the broader Lake Superior watershed. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A bill that could open Wisconsin highways to self-driving cars has cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. The Senate Transportation Committee voted 3-2 to advance the plan. It would create a board to test and regulate the vehicles and to make sure companies are liable for any damage or injuries. Supporters see it as a way to improve safety and mobility. Motorcycle advocates warn it could lead to more crashes. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin skates to the finals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Hockey. The Badgers women's team takes on Ohio State tomorrow at the Anderson Arena in the WCHA finals. Face-off 2 p.m. Mark Johnson could become the first ever college hockey head coach with 700 career wins.
You know, and hockey, you know, maybe unlike other sports, is unique because if I have a goaltender that is really good on a particular day, I might have a chance. It's become very much more competitive than it's ever been.
NFL former Packers president Bob Harlan has passed away. In 2020, I asked him for his reaction to the team drafting quarterback Jordan Love the night before. He remembered Favre and Rodgers.
And both decisions turned out to be two of the best decisions in the history of the organization. So well, I think you should sit back and let time go by and see where it is. And what the future holds, you can't make a judgment on draft day.
Bob Harlan was 89. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and foggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today and again tonight. And a couple of those storms could be strong to severe. So stay weather aware here as we make our way through tonight. Heavy rain too, up to an inch or more possible. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.